We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and thanks to all of our guests from Fort Riley joining us here. We're going to switch gears a little bit, talk about the UFM Community Learning Center here in Manhattan, and got a couple of guests in studio. Linda Teener joining us, and Kayla Savage from the Learning Center. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, it's nice to be here today.
Yeah, glad to talk with you. Kayla, I don't think I've met you before, so welcome.
No, thank you. Good morning, Brandon.
So as I understand, this is usually the month where we talk about spring classes, and you've brought some information regarding that here for the spring, Kayla.
Yeah, so I have quite an extensive list. If you've picked up the UFM catalog, they're out and about in town. They'll be arriving in mailboxes very soon. Hundreds of courses, and as you can see, I've just picked some of the highlights. I want to start with our highly recommended courses. We have a pretty vast swimming lesson program. A lot of people know UFM for our lessons. We start at the age of 6 months and up, so there's an option just for almost everybody, group levels, adults, preschool 1 and 2, parent and child, and then, of course, private lessons. We also have some photography classes that are highly recommended. Beekeeping, there will be 2 classes this spring, bonsai, bicycle repair and maintenance, beer brewing, home landscape design, wood turning, and then we also have a couple private pilot and remote pilot operator courses, and French and sign language. Those are just some of our highly recommended courses that are repeating again this spring. If anybody made New Year's resolutions to get fit, UFM can help you with that. Check out our recreation and fitness classes. We also have classes for people who like to create. We've got a new class this semester if you're an acoustic player and want to get together with some other people to jam, Sunday afternoons, first Sunday afternoon of the month at UFM. And yoga, running, marathon training, boxing, just a couple of other things. We've also got courses for kids. So if you have grandkids or kids yourself, a little bit of everything in that. There's a whole entire youth section. We also have classes for older adults, things like discovering your family history, life transitions. If you're getting ready to retire, you're already retired, and you're looking to kind of make some goals and make sure you stay active and that kind of thing, that's a great course. We also have a great series of kids and grandparents courses. There's a special one this spring at the K-State Art Museum at the beach with the Pete Souza exhibit that you probably have heard about. 2 presidents, 1 photographer, K-State graduate who photographed Reagan and Obama, and also the Kindness Rocks. There's a bunch of new classes too this semester, board games for beginners. It's a great thing to get involved in the spring before it warms up too much. Adult ADHD solutions and coaching. I think we could all use a little help with that, maybe. We also have some great food classes this semester, too. Asian-inspired menu, skirt steak tacos, Korean cooking, kind of make you salivate a little bit. So we just have a number of courses at UFM. They're all open for enrollment right now. If you go to our website, tryufm.org, click on non-credit classes, take a class. Very quick, easy way to find something that you might be looking for or maybe you weren't looking for, but UFM is the place to learn. And we're also always looking for instructors. So if you're interested in teaching something to the community as well, give us a call or stop by. Let us know what you're thinking about. We also have 10 different gardening classes this spring. So we have everything from the basics to container gardening, to cool and warm season plantings, and then also starting seeds. And I know Linda's going to talk about the gardening signups as well.
Yeah, so as far as the non-credit courses here, these seem like they'd be pretty popular. I think a lot of people would enjoy doing this.
So what makes UFM really unique is, you know, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary. We had a little party. It was fun. And Dave's not in the studio anymore. I was making a reference to Dave. But, you know, what makes UFM unique in our community is that people love to learn. And Manhattan has supported this standard of learning from each other and also teaching to one another and in a very non-formal, non-invasive kind of way, if you will, non-threatening. So I think that's what makes UFM unique in that way. And like I mentioned, you know, we have all of these courses that I just kind of rattled off. But you really ought to just check out our website or the catalog, flip through, see if something grabs your interest. And if you don't see something there that you really think we should be offering, let us know. We can try and find an instructor. There's a huge plethora of people who have a lot of knowledge out there who might be willing to share.
Do you find most people like do this as a family here? They get together and take different courses?
We have such a wide range of citizens in Manhattan that we have, you know, we have the older adults who are choosing to retire here or they're close to retirement. They're a market that we're, you know, doing programming for. There's kids, obviously. There's people with young families. We've got courses for them. And then we've also got courses for those people that are, you know, the millennial. Maybe they haven't started a family yet, but they're looking for ways to also engage with other people in their community. UFM is a great place to meet new people. And what better way to meet somebody new by trying something new, which is one of our taglines at UFM. So try something new at UFM.
Well, absolutely. And I imagine to get involved with this, not hard. Your website's pretty user-friendly. How do you sign up for stuff like this?
Yeah, so basically, you know, you can look at the courses by section or category. If you know a particular instructor who's teaching a course, you can search a course by an instructor as well. You can find the courses that way, and then you just basically click on that course. It's really, like you said, a really easy enroll and go through the process that way. You can also call us and enroll over the phone, or you can come into our office at 1221 Thurston Street. We're right across the university.
We work really hard to keep our classes affordable so that anybody can take them. But if they still are out of your price range, we have scholarships available for adults and kids. You just need to call the office and visit with them. There's a really short little form to fill out, and you can take your class for half price.
Okay, perfect. And with the spring classes, when will those start officially?
So all of our spring classes have various starting dates. Some of them actually already have started, but you'll see a lot of them, the majority of them are going to be starting the end of January, first part of February. But we also have other courses throughout the semester as well. So if you're too busy first part of the semester, but you're looking for something in March and April, we've got a lot of just one-time classes that are meeting in March and April as well.
Okay. Perfect. So you have the non-credit courses. I know you have credit courses as well. How are the credits used then? I don't understand that part.
Well, of course, that's for K-State students.
Okay. Okay.
So some of our classes are a credit and non-credit class. So it you can get either K-State credit or just take it for non-credit. Of course, there's a different fee associated with that. We work with K-State departments to offer those courses for students and kind of round out their curriculum. Not only round out their curriculum, but also round out their lifestyle, if you will, because a lot of times we have students who are coming to us that they need to stay full-time because of financial aid or for other reasons. But also, we've got a lot of students that come to us looking for something that isn't maybe as demanding as that chem class.
Yeah.
And they need to take yoga or dance or boxing, for example, to get some of that frustration out or just something different to focus on. But then they can also take it for credit.
Yeah, definitely. I could see how boxing would help with that, especially if you have a semester where you know, finals have kicked your butt,
that's
stuff like
right.
that. So
can take some back on the bag or something. And that boxing is also available for non-credit as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and you mentioned 50 years, and I know that was celebrated here, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
It was like the first weekend I was here, I think, is that big celebration.
Good so, party.
Yeah, it certainly was. And I know Dave helped out with that, if I remember right. So Dave's been a pretty avid supporter of UFM, if I remember right.
That's true. And he's actually a former board member as well.
Yes. A good friend.
Are you expecting me to talk?
I was just going to see if you wanted to comment. But
you caught me at a moment without my headphones. So.
Oh.
What are you all saying about
no.
me?
I just said how you're
a good friend of UFM.
Yes, I hope to be. I hope that I am. I have a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for what they do and what they accomplish and what they offer. And it's a great asset to the community that needs more support and needs more people getting involved because, I mean, it just continues to grow. How many, and if I remember right, a little factoid, you had just a handful of courses when you started 50 years ago.
We had 7 courses the very first semester, and we average about 250 courses a semester now in the non-credit area only.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest challenge sometimes is to go through the catalog and whittle down what it is you want to take.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you can take multiple non-credit at a time here if you
Absolutely.
Want.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I guess it's just all if you have the time. So
yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I know that Linda wants to talk about community gardens, so we'll do that next. You're listening to In Focus News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and